Task 48.
You are going to hear people explaining what they think about intuition and logic. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, match the opinions, A to H, to the persons, 1 to 6, by writing the most suitable letters in the boxes. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. There is one extra opinion that you do not need to use. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the task now. Example.
Deep-seated knowledge or sixth sense of something is obviously going to be a benefit, and it does exist, but it can't override logic and thinking about something.
One.
Like always in the life, we have to try to be in the middle, use the intuition and use the intellect when required.
Two.
I think it's wonderful when it comes to anything emotional. Emotional content and intuition go hand in hand.
Three.
Not always people can understand something, realize something quickly in their mind and logically prove it. But using intuition, they know the answer straight away.
Four.
Well, in my experience, it's sort of split by gender lines. It seems that female of the species puts a lot more stock in it than the male. The male seems to think it interrupts the intellectual process and should be mistrusted. And I think females feel just the opposite about intuition.
Five.
Well, I think we can't avoid having intuition. It's just part of our makeup. And if we ruled our lives purely based on intellect, we'd lead awfully boring lives.
Six.
Intuition is huge. It's usually adaptive, but it can also be perilous. We have whole realms of examples here in sports, in investing, in judging interviewees, in gambling. We have massive evidence that intuition often leads us astray.